I got a haircut a couple weeks ago, but thank you. Thank you. You did. Thank you. What's funny is George is right. The second I logged on last time, he goes, "Nice haircut," and it was on it. The guy did a great job. I was very surprised. I will hold off on my name for a moment. Were you one of the nose? Was it you? Ooh. The only option is that since we're all 5e, we only made characters we played before, and therefore we're just the TFC again. I'm actually Callista. A lot of hard sounds in that name, I bet. It's just four C's and then a T. Olkerson Ford. I think they also. Oh. What if I blow really? What if I have a strong esophagus? What? Are you telling me Henrik can't. If Henrik goes to a 5e sphere, he can't add his strength to a blowgun? What if he just... yeah, I think... I don't know. A lot of it, I feel like some of it's similar, but... Like, some spells are better. I think sleep, in my opinion, is a little better now. Anyone can be a blade lock now. Anyone. Mike, you could be a blade lock. Are you a blade lock, Mike? He's the blade lock. I mixed and matched, so I did the 2024 wizard, and then I did like a third party gnome that was on 5e. Yeah. That's cool. I don't know. It feels like they were like, oh, this is a patch for 5e, but actually it's the new stuff. But actually it's a patch, but it's the new thing. And so now you just have people... Ooh. It's no matter what, it's always Wizard's fault. I think. I just used Dungeon Master's Vault and then Markdown. Like any differences, and have them open in a separate tab. I think that some of the changes they made are really cool, and like make some of the subclasses better. Like the Circle of the Moon is, I think, better now. Some of it, I don't know. You can't. So they have all the stuff on 5e tools. Yeah, so they have all the new stuff on 5e, which is, yeah, and they have them like side by side, so you can go through it and see the changes. My biggest gripe is that if you multiclass as a fighter, you can't cast a spell with an action surge. Yeah, action surge is specifically for actions that are not magic now. So you can't, like... So you can cast a spell, action surge, attack with a weapon, but you can't, like, multi... You can't go wizard fighter and then, like, cast a spell, action surge, cast a spell. I definitely didn't look directly into this 5 seconds after Tanner said we were doing 5e. They really buffed Sorcerer, but then also nerfed Sorcerer at the same time. So, like, as bonus action, you can just increase your spell DC and get advantage on all spell attack rolls. But then, with, like, Quicken Spell, it's the same thing, where if you cast a spell with a spell slot already, then you can only cast a cantrip, and vice versa. You just Eldritch Blast constantly. Mike's just tolling the dead constantly, just ringing that cowbell for the dead. George comes in. Yes, I'm a bugbear, and I have a glaive, and also. Was it just that? You had 20 feet of reach. I assume you had either Sentinel or Warcaster, or no, sorry, Mage Slayer. Woo! I've been watching it. Which inspired which? Yeah. Of course, You would not actually see my character because I am too short to see over the table. So instead, you would only see a very tall blue hat. It's kind of pointed at the end. There's some stars and moons on it. At the end of the hat, there dangles his weave web. Below the table, you see an incredibly handsome gnome, far more handsome than his brother, distinctly better looking, though their faces do look very similar. But I have recently started growing a beard. It's not going well, but it's happening. I also wear a sort of long, flowy blue robe with more stars and moons on it that I have sewn together myself. There's a platter of food in front of me. I can't see it, but next to it is a large, like, it's a spell book, but it's also a haphazard collection of, like, papers that have been jammed together and are falling out. And as I'm standing there trying to, like, find some carrots over the table, anyone nearby would just hear me saying, "So, brother, I have been delving into the future and the past, and I believe, can you hand me a carrot? Hand me a carrot or something." And I am Quincenzius the Wise. I will eat a carrot. I do not... my hand goes away, and then a mage hand appears. It is a very large, muscular mage hand, larger than my brother's hands. And it reaches over, and it grabs one of his carrots. Now, listen, brother. And I let the hand kind of dangle, so like, the mage hand comes over. Listen, brother, as the inferior copy, you need to listen when I speak. I reach for my... and we are... Oh, I was just saying, we are the wise and the strong. So, but one is obviously more useful than the other. Mr. Dog, a pleasure as always. I was just telling my brother about the secrets I believe I am close to uncovering.
Oh, gosh.
I'll lean into my brother and go, "Dimosaurs. They're dimosaurs." Oh, gosh. Mr. Dog, that is an amazing story that we have never heard before. I don't think I've ever asked this for you. Can I see your eye, the one under the eye patch? No, probably not.
Okay.
Oh God, is it bad? Lint or blint?
I will say, oh, hold on. Wait! Perhaps we should run the other way! This might not be safe!
Okay. Yep, that's right. Wow, that's a strong start. You would not think, but I this is 5E. Oh, wow. And Tanner, that 16, I rolled a 16 at the top. That's my portent die from being a weird gnome. I took tough and magic initiate, I believe. Bro, did I take? Oh no, I did not take magic initiate. My apologies. I think I originally did. I took Savage Attacker. Yeah. I think I'm on my brother's bed. Okay, I'm Tanner, I have a question. I am on my brother's back right now. Would I move with him at the start of combat? Okay. I am small. I'm a gnome. Oh. Let's see. Here. A willing creature that's at least one size larger than a rider and has an appropriate anatomy can serve as a mount.
No, it's 120 feet. It's still 120. That was just attack. That was just like your spellcasting ability plus your proficiency, isn't it? So it'd be plus 8 at this level if he has a 5 charisma. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I rolled wildly. Oh. Bro. How are you gonna get a 5 in one stat and end up with a 20 in the other? Okay. Ah. In the blog thing. No, you have us. As my brother goes to swing, I will see the future, and I'll smack his head a little bit, and it throws him off, and I will use my portent die, and he rolls a 16 plus whatever. That is my portent die for the day. Perceive the threads of fate! Good to know. I am blessed. Oh, I thought Glint went before me. Did you already go? Oh, I missed it. Well then, I will yell, "Go get him, brother!" And I'll smack the back of his head and cast haste. I pull out some coffee grounds and just kind of throw them into his... I put them into his mouth, and I'll cast haste on him. I'll put him in his better beard for later. And then I will say, "This spot is not for me!" And I will drop off his back. Tanner, do I land prone? Great. I will run away then. I will run over here, so I'm sort of out of the way. And that is my turn, and I'm concentrating on haste. On the second hit, as my brother goes to swing, I will reach up my hands. Oh, that was one hit. My apologies. I thought that was a miss. Don't forget your haste, since you have a third hit too. There. Third fox. I thought it's only when it leaves. Tanner, as that one goes to hit, I will yell out, "Do not perceive us!" And that'll be my silvery barbs. Yes, and then I think I will also give my brother advantage on his next hit. I believe that's how that works. It sort of seems like they just did not touch it. So, I did look into this, and the reaction, because it's not a reaction taken on my turn, it does not trigger the hole. I was just looking at this. Yes. Magic user, I figure, must reroll the d20 and use the lower roll. That's all I got. And then I can give... and then my brother has advantage on the next attack roll, ability check, or saving throw that he makes. Yes, I, seeing this one fox left, I will raise my hands into the air and begin casting some arcane gestures, and I will begin to emit bright light from my eyes and levitate off the ground, and the world cracks and warps around me. I will yell, "By Vigil's light, I smite thee!" And I'll cast a third level fireball. I'll get it so it doesn't get my brother. But he has to make a... he has to make a dex save, I believe. DC... what is this? What is my DC? DC 17. Oh, disappointing. So that's 86 halved. So 13 points of fire damage. And then as a bonus action, I'll just kind of make like a turkey gobbling sound, like. These foxes and then ran away. Are you doing the Elder Smite? The Warlock thing, I think, is just a...
Oh, yes. I remember that. You like hasted and then used your blade song, and then you had like one or two other spells stacked, and then like an item to activate.
Happening. I pulled out a towel and like I climbed up my brother's back. I'm like, good job, good job. Like cleaning them off.
twins.
Can you hear me now? Okay. No, what's going on there? I'm back. Oh, don't worry, Captain. I always come prepared with a backpack for an overnight. We're identical. What do you mean? We look exactly the same. I understand my beard is much better, but... I'd like to take a short rest, do some arcane recovery. Change out spells on a short rest. Okay, then I'll get back my third level spell slot, and using this other new feature, memorize spell, I'll shift out Maximilian's Earth and Grasp for invisibility. So I have that prepped. I will also pack the world's largest Boy Scout backpack, which is just like towering over me. And as we come back, together, you just hear me talking to my brother. You never know what we might encounter. So I have balaclavas for both of us. I also brought swimming trunks because we might need those as well. I brought sunscreen, and I also brought just like a general lotion in case it gets dry. Ready for You don't know what the brothers are doing on there. You don't know what the brothers are doing on there.
With the power of time magic, anything is possible.
That's nice.
Now you know who we're identical, so now you know. I'm a gnome. In this case, it is directly split. All the beans went to. Science is impeccable. There's no epigeneticist. Oh God, there's no epo lore. How can we know anything?
That's I'm half that too. Yes. As a weird gnome, I have guidance. I got a 21 crit.
Miss my chin a couple of times. It's getting there. Tanner, how intelligent are things out here? Are they smart enough to like lie in wait for someone to come back, or is it more just like, ah, food's gone? I got a big old 2 to a perception if anyone's got better than that. All right. An 8. All right, Mr. Amata, whatever you say. Nature. I got a 12. I climb on top of my brother real fast.
They burrow. Beware the ground. Beware the earth. They move beneath our feet.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be good at this. Bro, what is happening right now? I got a 10. I have a plus 8 to this. I will point this out to my companions. So,
Careful!
Oh gosh. I could be guiding. They were driven to the, they're usually underground. Oh, wow.
Fine.
Roll down.
Oh, it's roomy in here. Thank you.
by this cobra.
Oh.
Oh. Oh no.
Oh no. Oh, I like the music. Rada, rada, rada.
Rada, rada, rada.
I guess I'd be second to last. I think I have dark vision. What? Oh, I do have dark vision. Good. Some of the choices made are confusing. Oh gosh. So many. Oh, these fools, they've clustered. Oh, God. Fireball, jeez. I think they officially got rid of it. Sadly. Sadly. Oh no. I can't see the letter X. It's genetic. Yep. Who are they? Yeah, small 2x. Oh, thank God. I was so worried they were going to go before me. I have not cast Mage Armor today. I just look at them and go, and cast Fireball. So they all... It's a 20-foot radius, which is crazy. DC 17... 150, which is also, that's still crazy. That was a pretty good roll. So I just turn around. I just kind of go, what are those? And they all light up like Christmas lights. And I go, what? And they're gone. I'm gonna run in between Amada and Strong to hide. Oh no. Oh no.
no. I forgot. They are attracted to heat. Hmm. Oh, no. I messed up, guys.
Oh, no. I don't think in this, not in this game.
Having learned from my mistake, I will. Do I have to step around my brother if I want to do a spell attack roll, or can I shoot like between his legs? Then, having learned from my previous mistakes, I will go, guys, don't use fire! And then I will pull out a little chunk of ice, and I'll go, ooh, ooh, cold, cold, cold! And then I will fire off a third level chromatic orb at this guy. And I'm blessed right now. So I'm hashtag blessed. Oh, I got a 24 to hit.
So I think that's, oh my gosh, that's a lot of damage. So that's 5d8 cold damage. That's 20 points of freezing. Ooh, nasty. I think that's all I will do. I end my turn. Oh. Goodness. I will go.
Stay back!
And use silvery barbs. And I will give I'll give the strong advantage on his next attack. Yes, but either way that would hit. Ow. Oh no. Oh no.
All right. Gosh. Oh. Flanking is not a rule. I have one more third level spell slot, and I'm gonna use it. So. Fireball, all of us. I only see one. I am the wise. No, at first level, I will chromatic orb this guy. Cold chromatic orb. Sorry, the adult. This guy being the adult. Are we still blessed? Did that fade? Cool. Fifteen. The ice cube slips out of my hand at the last moment, and I miss. I'm not even that. Gosh, I'm much lower on spell slots than I thought I was. Yeah, I guess so.
Lack of experience and let me perceive. Good job, team. Yeah, it's very different going back here after three actions. But also, the turns feel worse when you just whiff because you're like, that was my one thing. The balance on all the spells, it's crazy going back to 5e spells. It's like, oh, You have 3,000 feet, and it does 806 d6 damage, and it's a level 2 spell. Really? That's... What? How many hit points? George, how many hit points do you have? In. Wild. Wait, Josh, what kind of cleric are you? Oh. Cool. Hmm. Yeah, new Goliath is kind of cranked. Bro, but if you were in ancient Greece and in a labyrinth, everyone's gonna be really scared of you. What's funny is that the specific bit of lore about a Minotaur being in the maze is like an Earth thing, but in Pathfinder, they're also really good at mazes, but that doesn't make sense without the Earth lore, unless it's like a kind of a racist thing that Minotaur is just real good at mazes. Oh.
calling a Minotaur like.
That's real cool. Wait, what was that pact? Okay. It's very strange to be a wizard and be like, okay, I have a first level spell. Darn, I wish I'd prepared it at third level. Oh, wait! Feels like cheating now. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. The wizard gets a feature where on a short rest, they can swap out a spell, but otherwise, just good luck. No, 5e wizards is just like, congrats, you're the spellcaster. The other wizard. I think outside of the Animist, it's like consistently ranked as the class that requires the most bookkeeping. Like, if you go to the Alchemist page on Archives of Nethys, the amount of first level things that are just walls of text are crazy. Yeah, this is cool. Very cool. Yeah. This is the essence. Well, didn't we watch the lighthouse break off a part of the Faerun crystal sphere? Or, like, punch a hole in it? I can't remember the exact wording on that, but in my head, like, a giant mechanical boxing glove came out of the lighthouse. But it's for his backstory for next campaign. Oh. Don't mess up. The way to make AI.
I also thought he was big. It's like, wow, George is unmoving over there. He's returned. I mean, twin gods. What? 1 week. Wizard stuff. Do I have fourth level spells? That'd be cool. Wizard stuff. Just spells. I just bought spells. A place of trouble. Well, thank you, Tanner.